Is there any other way of pitching them? Would you ever have just three mules pitch together? Or would it always be two or four or six?
Well, I never did do no logging that way, but I seen them on grading team, what they called a Fresno. That is a slip.
A what?
A Fresno.
What's that?
What is a Fresno slip? They worked three mules to them.
Was it a kind of a machine or what?
Well, it's what you move dirt with.
Mm-hmm.
Way back there when they used to use grading teams on what they graded for tram roads. Well, they done a lot of good road work with them old Fresnos. You see, they had them three mules there, they were side and side.
Just one right after the other?
Yeah.
How would they be put together? Did you have single trees?
Yeah. But now, I never did hook one of them things up, but I seen them working them.
What was the single trees attached to?
Well, it is attached to a double tree. I know if it is.
Mm-hmm. You call it a double tree?
A double tree.
Three of them were hooked to
it? Yeah.
Did you ever hear of an evener or a spreader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Well, that is something like a double tree. What I mean, that is the mules. What I mean, made for mules, you know, the evener, the spreader, whatever you call it.
How would it be different?
Well, it'd have what you call stay chains on them. And you'd hook, you'd regulate it with them chains. Somewhere or another. Now, I never did hook one of them things up.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see him working on the grade with them now. But I never did work on the grade now. Mm-hmm.
Going back to the plowing. What other kinds of plows and things did y'all have?
Well, you had a G-Wiz, Georgia Stock, and what they called a double shovel.
What was the
G-Wiz
like?
Well, it was made, it had some, well, them old ones had seven teeth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a frame on it there you could regulate it. Had notches, had a piece of iron bolted under the bottom of the beam. And it had holes in there ever so often there, and it had two straps of iron on it. Crooked, you see. And that's the way you regulated your G-Wiz. If you wanted the G-Wiz stuff, why you pull it up to the front and listen over here to the back. And that's so the G-Wiz come in an angle there, and your G-Wiz, of course you don't harrow for old, you put it in a V-shape.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they had then, they had old V-hars in it.
What sort of work would you have to do with cotton? With that grown around here?
Oh yeah, people used to grow a lot of cotton in this country. A lot of cotton.
What kind of work would you have to do?
Well, first thing then, when you come up, people called it G-whizzing or side harding. Then you chop it out, run around it. And then they didn't always just had a heel sweeping shovel. They worked it weird, just sweep the middle out. They didn't plow cotton too deep.
What kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
Oh, well, I don't know what old kind of grass. Mostly a lot of it is crabgrass, kookaburras, weeds, stuff like that. Told them what kind of land you work. Now, crabgrass wasn't bad for the bottom land. Now, weeds and kookaburras, I don't know if you ever seen one or not.
I've seen a couple of them.
You have? Well, they used to be real bad on that good land down in Sandberg Bottom. Well, anywhere else is good land.